Doctor Who, The Stone Rose, by Jacqueline Rayner. Read by David Tennant. Rose carefully dropped 3-pound coins into the collecting box at the entrance to the British Museum. Her mum tutted. "What do you want to go and do that for? You don't have to pay." "It's a donation," Rose pointed out. "They suggest you make one. That's only for people who haven't been dragged here against their wills on a Sunday morning." Rose laughed and exchanged a look with Mickey. "You didn't have to come, mum." Jackie tossed back her long blonde hair. "You think I was going to stay behind?" "It's a surprise," Mickey said. "You'll never believe it. Mind you, things I've seen, I can't imagine what I'm not going to believe, but..." "You're right," Rose interrupted. "I didn't really expect you to stay behind. Come on, let's get on with it then, Mickey." As he moved off, Rose looked around for the fourth member of their party. But the doctor had already vanished into one of the galleries. Shrugging, she walked off anyway, following Mickey's lead. Mickey had been really excited to see her this time, even more than usual, because he had a surprise for her, a huge surprise, and they were on their way to see it. They passed the doctor in the Egyptian gallery, examining the Rosetta Stone, headed down a flight of steps and round a corner, Mickey never hesitating, as if he knew the way by heart. They passed rows of carved Roman heads, hundreds of sightless eyes watching their progress. Then there were some sarcophagi and a giant stone foot that seemed almost too comedic to be in such a serious place as a museum. Then they came to a row of statues, sculpted human forms, some headless, some armless, but all possessed of a shining white dignity, despite their misfortunes. Mickey stopped.
"There you are,"
he said. He was grinning. A dog had just fetched her a stick. Jackie gasped.
"Oh, my God, I don't believe it!"
Rose gasped too. In front of her was a perfect stone replica of herself. And according to its sign, it was nearly 2,000 years old. Once Rose had recovered from the initial shock, she got quite excited.
"That's brilliant," she said. "Do you realise what this means? We must be off to..." She checked. "Second century Rome, how brilliant is that?"
"Blimey," said a voice from behind. "Reminds me of a girl I once knew." The doctor had caught up with them and he gave Rose a smile that could probably melt even a marble statue. Jackie was reading the sign under the sculpture.
"Here it says it's a statue of the goddess Fortuna," she said.
"Fortuna, Roman goddess of good luck," the doctor told her, "portrayed with a cornucopia."
"Says here it's a horn of plenty," said Jackie.
The rose figure was indeed cradling a cornucopia, overflowing with stone fruit and flowers in the crook of one arm. The other arm was no longer whole, a wrist stump gesturing redundantly at the group gathered round it. Rose held up her own two hands.
"I hope that wasn't done from life," she said. "Tell you what, though," said Jackie, "she's wearing your earrings."
Rose took off one and held it up by the statue's ear. Identical.
"That's incredible," she said. "So detailed."
She slipped the real earring into the pocket of her denim jacket and grinned.
"Looks like I've got a future ahead of me as an artist's model. I've always fancied that."
She found it quite hard to tear herself away from her stone double. But as the doctor pointed out, if she stayed there looking at it forever, then it would never get made and they'd all be swallowed up in a terrible paradox. So she let herself be led away. They lost the doctor in the Egyptian section again, and Jackie went off to see if she could find a postcard of her stone daughter. Rose and Mickey stood together in the entrance, waiting.
"So how'd you find out about it?"
asked Rose, after a few moments' silence.
"Not your usual haunt, this, is it?"
Mickey seemed embarrassed, looking down at the floor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?